A majority of Longmont City Council members say if one of them runs for mayor and loses, they should voluntarily give up their council seat. At least that is the consensus of councillors who discussed the issue earlier this week. The voluntary resignation option will likely be put on the November ballot as an amendment to the city's charter. A mandatory resignation for a council member who loses the mayor's race was rejected by most of the council. Only Councillor Marsha Martin voted for that option. The issue arose last fall when Councillors Joan Peck and Tim Waters ran for the mayor's seat. Peck won and vacated her at-large council seat while Waters retained his slot as a Ward 1 representative on the council. "I would have liked to have had the option to resign my seat effective election day," Waters said Tuesday night. The city could have had a special election, concurrent with the general election. The city considered holding a special election prior to November to fill Peck's seat to bring the council back to its regular 7-member quorum. But the $300,000 cost of putting on a special election proved too much for city officials. As of now, the council is operating with 6 members while Peck's vacant seat is slated to be filled this fall. So far, there have been no issues that resulted in a 3-3 tie, but council members have said they want to avoid the potential conflict in the future.